CFAM.
Good morning, it's 11:06 and time for the Dr. Triana Show here on News Radio 1580 WCCF, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center, located at 3155 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 100 in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show, and we encourage you to call if you have any questions. The lines are wide open at 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580. And now your host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So if you listen to me and you hear sound, if I sound to you like I swallowed a frog, it's because I have asthma. And I just want you to know it. Yes, it is me, just with a little bit of different voice. Maybe I should just talk a little bit lower. I don't know.
That sounds good.
No. Anyways, I'm actually recuperating. I have been blessed with not the best lungs. And I will tell you, I never smoked in my whole life. But I do have asthma. And I have a wonderful guest today. If those that know me or who are my patients know that the past, I would say, since February, have been a very major test in my life. You know, God tests us, and he wants us to go through things, I don't know why, but to learn to be a better person, but at the same time to appreciate what we have. And I have here today, and I want to welcome, because we are going to pay tribute to my husband, who passed away on March the 18th, Dr. Melvin Katzen. Those of you who have listened to my show know you've heard his voice here. And if any of you would like to call and pay tribute or say any experiences, the phone numbers, the phones are wide open. 206-1580. I want you to know that we welcome your calls, we welcome your prayers, and we welcome your love. Dr. Katzen was an incredible doctor, human being, husband, and it looks like we're about to get a call. I welcome today from my office, part of my team, not the whole team, and the whole team is wonderful. I have Shannon Albright, who's our my nursing and also an assistant. And I also have Pat Thiel, a registered nurse, my office manager, and my BioT nurse, which we'll discuss on the second part of the show. But I want to pay tribute to Dr. Katzen and every one of us here in this room, in this studio, have been touched. He was, I'm going to just read a little bit of his obituary. He was born in New York. He grew up in Miami Beach. And I used to call him my high school dropout. He was so intelligent that he took a test and got accepted to college at the age of 14. So he didn't even graduate high school. He went straight to college, to University of Chicago. So brilliant. And University of Chicago was, he even told me, I remember, he met Enrico Fermi, who's a very world-famous physicist. From there, he went to University of Miami Medical School. He was in the fourth class. And he then went to New York and trained and became a radiologist. Also, after doing that, he was a veteran. And I will say that at his celebration of life, we had an incredible honor guard from the American Legion. He was a flight surgeon. So he came to Charlotte County in 1969. And the most wonderful thing about my husband, Dr. Katzen, is his curiosity, his interest, his knowledge, his pioneering spirit to bring the best medical technology and care to a small town. We need to all be grateful. I don't know how many lives he saved because we had, for example, the first CAT scan, the first MRI, the first ultrasounds, constantly going in pursuit of what's the latest we can do to help his patients. Where could he go? He trained. He went to even England at one time to train. He was boarded not only in radiology, but nuclear medicine, radiation therapy. He opened up the first radiation therapy center. So this man was a pioneer, an intellectual, but most of all, he had the kindest heart. And I want everyone to know how much I miss him. We talked about it. Remember, we talked about how he used to say to me that he was the straight man in the radio show. And he had such a beautiful low voice. And if you want to hear his voice, which I'm so glad that I have archived all these radio shows, you can hear his beautiful voice. And he would always talk. He said one of the things he loved talking about too on the show. And he also wanted to be able to answer questions for patients. Zane used to say, he has such a good voice.
I've worked in radio 30 years now, and I envied his voice because it was just, low and silky and just everything that you would want, for a perfect speaking voice. Wonderful.
And he was the kind of person, if you all remember, you could ask him any question.
He had just such a phenomenal gift for not only answering questions, but for making you feel like your questions were important. And one of the really wonderful...
We have a caller. Excuse me.
Oh, sure.
Hi, caller.
Hi. I just listened to the tribute of your late husband. I have to tell you, he was a very dear friend to me. His heart was bigger than anything I can explain. He had more brain power than any person I ever, ever met. He was professionally, intellectually, and emotionally the most caring sweetheart of a man. I'm sure you miss him. I miss him. Your tribute was certainly nice. If it wasn't for him, Charlotte County could still be working on cranking energy out of a windmill, but he brought that. Unbelievable. He was he had foresight. He had a deliverance to people to make you understand the most complex things. It was a pleasure knowing him, and he is in my heart, and yours, I'm sure. So with that, my prayers go out to you and to him, and I will certainly miss him, and I will certainly think about him tonight.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you so much for that beautiful words. And yes, I know he really will be missed by so many. And you're right about the complex things. Pat was just saying, go ahead, Pat.
Well, just that he had a gift for explaining very difficult things and making them easy to understand and never made anyone feel like their questions were not important. And that's something that, working with physicians is a quality that you don't see in everyone. He was very special.
You could go and sit in his office any time of the day, and he'd take the time to put down whatever he was doing to answer your questions.
And explain it.
Oh, yes.
Remember
when
any anatomy questions we'd ask, and he'd draw it out, mm-hmm. show us a model.
Yeah. Yep.
There was, I don't think there's anybody he knew anatomy perfectly, and he always had this gift and enthusiasm to go ahead and let's do this, let's learn about that,
and then he quizzes you later to make sure you remember it. Quizzes you.
And he was never too busy, even though you knew how busy he was. He was never too busy.
No, and so many people came and remembered how wonderful of all the things, you know, the things that he did, where he actually did the first heart catheterization in Charlotte County. He brought the first low-dose mammogram. He did the first peripheral angioplasties. He was also, he built imaging centers. He also was a chairman of the radiology department at Charlotte Regional, which at it started off as medical center. He was on numerous boards. He also was a pilot. God bless you. He was a pilot and flew and took classes. So all, we have so many. In the newspaper, they did an article that says, Doctor left legacy as a pioneer. And as a pioneer, to think the imprint that he left on all of us.
He really, in a lot of ways, I think the reason why he and I got along so well right from the first time I met him, he reminded me of my dad so much, just like that.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Can I get you to turn your radio down, please, caller? We're getting some feedback.
Yes, I am doing that right now.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yes, I want to say, too, having been at the Celebration of Life ceremony, the thing that really touched me a lot, and I've been a good friend to Dr. Katzen and Dr. Triana for several years now, and the thing that touched me at this ceremony was that whole military part where they folded the flag and they offered it to you and as his wife, and how they shot the guns. And it was just very touching because a lot of times you see it in films or you see it on the news. And then, like, here it was right in front of us. I don't
know.
It was
beautiful.
For me, you know, that was really, I'd never been in the presence of that kind of ceremony before. And I know Mel was a veteran. And, you know, he served our country and he served so many people as a doctor and as a friend. And I know Zane has said about the quality of his voice, and it's true. Whenever I hear Mel's voice, it was always a great comfort in it.
Yes.
A real, you know, he just had this deep voice and a great comfort, and he was a good friend. And I think this one of the things that brought him a lot of joy was seeing you and I when we would get up and dance in the back of the room or, you know, have fun in the way we would have fun. And he would always chuckle a little bit, and I knew his heart had a flutter in it of joy seeing those kind of things.
Yeah, I love music, Latin music, every kind of music. But
yeah, I remember that time we went to see Elvis at the Punta Gorda Isles Yacht Club. And I were dancing in the back of the room behind him and my husband, and he just had such a great chuckle out of it. I remember that experience well.
That was great.
You know, as a friend, I miss him a lot. I still miss him, and I probably always will. And you know, you have a lot of strength in dealing with what you're dealing with.
Well, thank you.
You have a wonderful day, and thank you for all your good wishes yesterday. And
It was Carol's. I'm not going to say your age, but it's Carol's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Carol's been on the show, and we want her back on the show again, okay?
Okay, very good. Anytime.
And Brian, too. They
okay,
were great.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know, it's so nice that they called. Brian and Carol have been on the show, and they're just fabulous guests and such good-hearted, wonderful people. It was beautiful, the celebration of life, and when they played Taps, that was very heart-wrenching. I was a Girl Scout, so I remember Taps. I wasn't in the military, but it was beautiful. But you know, when I see my patients now who have lost their spouses, I really can identify more with them and be more empathetic. And I have to tell you, All my patients have been so understanding. The cards, the hugs, the flowers, just the sweet words, the comfort. I am overwhelmed at such wonderful, wonderful. Everywhere I go, people will give me a hug. I'm so sorry for your loss. But I feel they're saying it with love. And it's just been really awesome. And the phone calls at the office, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, constantly.
All day.
All day, people wanting to know how was when Dr. Katzen was sick or how is Dr. Triana doing?
Mm-hmm.
You still get the phone calls.
And the patients, our patients that were so considerate and wonderful about us changing their appointment schedule 3 and 4 times in a row. But they were troopers. We have just a wonderful group of patients. They're like our family.
Yeah, we're really lucky because we can talk, like a family, right? It truly is. And they trust us and we trust them and they know what we've been going through. So I wanted to give a tribute, a thank you to everyone. Dr. Katzen, not only was he a man who loved science, he loved animals too. I know, because his little doggies, his little Dachshunds miss him too. I used to tell my dog Samson, he'd sit on my lap and I'd say, go to your daddy, go to your daddy. And Samson would jump down the couch and jump up on the other couch or jump on the chair or wherever he was to go see him. And
he always had good stories to tell about those dogs and laughed the whole time while telling them.
Oh, yeah. We called them the little munchkins. He said they were too spoiled.
They were.
They are.
Dr. Triano works for her dogs.
Her dogs.
Yeah, I love my dogs. But it was so beautiful. And but Dr. Melvin Katzen will definitely be missed. The medical community, his friends, his family, all who love him so much. I know he's up in heaven. I know he's watching over us. And I know that he's with God. And he's here. And I said to everyone, he definitely is the wind beneath my wings. I can't sing, I can barely talk, but but I really, he was the one who encouraged me to also look into what is the wave of the future. And that's what we want to talk about. And we're going to talk about that after our little break.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:25 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and our phone line's wide open at 206-1580, toll-free 888-441-1580. And now, back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Well, Zane, that was great. You're going to give us the mail commercial?
I'm gonna have to find it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in the system.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere. Yeah, it's in the system somewhere, so I'll...
We have a great commercial on Bio-T that Dr. Katzen wrote, so our male patients could know about it, and that's very important. Pat, talk about our Bio-T program. It's doing incredible.
the feedback that we have been getting from our patients now that we have had the program underway for going into its fourth month, we have just had amazing results. I mean, even results that have surprised us. They're so positive. And myself, for one, and I know I've talked on the show before of being in quote-unquote hormone hell and how much better I feel now, but also my husband has shared in this experience in that he has gotten pellets and just feels so much better. Energy, strength, motivation. And like I always say, he's just a phenomenal guy. But to see him feel better and just feel like he used to feel, it's just been a treat for us personally as well as watching the progress of our patients. And we had a patient who came in last week, is already scheduling her future repelleting because she said she is hooked. She feels so much better. And that has been a pleasure for all of us.
And the whole thing is, when I explain it to people, I let them know that this is natural. This is the same chemical that your body is not producing enough of. And the mode of delivery of balancing the hormones is the wave of the future. You know, again, like the commercial said, you're not using a cream. You don't have to worry about a shot. You don't take a pill that's going to go and affect your liver. It is absorbed, are these small, little, tiny pellets. Explain to them, Pat, how we do that.
It's actually a very quick and simple process. The patients spend a lot more time with me just getting the paperwork filled out and understanding exactly what is going to take place. The process itself has gotten to be just really, really quick and very easy. It's painless for the patients. You feel very little. Dr. Triana's insertion process of the pellets has gotten to be very, very smooth and quick. It's just been a fun procedure to do, and the patients are excited. They want to feel better. And we know that they're going to. So it has made it really a very interesting thing for us to be a part of. The pellets are very tiny, about the size of a grain of rice. They're inserted through a very, very small little incision in the skin. The pellets are loaded on the end of a little inserter. Dr. Triana places those under the skin. And the little incision is closed with the Steri-Strip. And that's about all there is to it. And the pellets are not palpable. You can't feel them once they're in place. They're just too tiny. And they totally disappear over the course of 3 to 5 months for women and around 6 months for men. And that's it. So it couldn't get easier. It couldn't get simpler. And the patients are surprised. I know I was afterwards that it is such an easy process to go through.
It is. And the change, you know, Shannon, isn't it wonderful when we walk into the room and you see a smile from here to there?
It is. I was very skeptical when Dr. Tran and Dr. Katzen first brought it to the office. I even told them, this isn't going to go well. And it blows my mind now. More people calling about BioT to the office than our actual patients calling us. And the results that we've seen with just the women in our office and the men is amazing. Dr. Triana won't pellet me yet, but we're going to get there one day.
Because you're too young. But anyways, right now, it is amazing, the response. And we have, you know, patients can come to us as a consultation. We don't have to be their primary care physician.
No, then that, I think that's really opens the doors for a lot of additional people who are, well, with Dr. Triana's training as a menopause specialist, we have had a number of patients coming to our practice, not to become a primary care patient, but to become or seek the expertise of Dr. Triana as far as dealing with menopause and menopause issues, men as well as women. And that has given them an opportunity to really seek out someone who specializes in that issue. And the results have been great.
They've been really great. And again, you know, we balance the patient's hormones. And remember, what we do is based in science. In other words, we check the patient's hormone levels, including their thyroid. And we also check vitamin D levels. It's very important that we know that. And based on this information, I think my voice is getting a little crackly.
What I like most about how Dr. Triana approaches it is she doesn't just ask a patient or look at their levels. She asks the patient off of how they feel. And she doesn't just look straight at the lab. She asks them questions about how they feel and if they're improving. And so she really looks at the person as a person rather than just the values of the labs that we get back.
And that is huge. Also, not even just how you feel, whether you feel good, whether you feel positive, more positive about your life, whether you're suffering from hot flashes and irritability and fatigue, all of the common complaints associated with this stage in our lives. But the protection and benefits that are offered from hormone balance that are not visible as far as being symptomatic, the protection for your brain. It helps reduce the occurrence of Alzheimer's and dementia. That's huge. Also, the protection for your heart, for your bones. And it's just such a benefit in so many ways that isn't apparent even in the symptoms that you might be searching for relief from.
It's true, because the bones, you know, men also can suffer from osteoporosis. People used to just focus on the women, but women can get osteoporosis. And to me, osteoporosis is silent until you get that hip fracture, until you get that compression fracture in your spine. That's so painful. You know, when someone gets that, you really affects your life. So if you can keep your bones stronger, and to avoid that situation, well, that's part of prevention, isn't it?
Yes. And so to back up just a step here and just share with everyone again how the process works and how you contact our office, you simply give the office a call at 941-625-1990. And let us know that you're interested in speaking to the doctor about BioT. If you call the office and I'm available, I'd be happy to answer any questions for you that I can over the phone, give you a little background, a little more information. And then we'll schedule an appointment for you to see the doctor. At that time, we will order a panel of blood work that covers a wide variety. Dr. Triana isn't just looking at your hormone levels as far as testosterone or estrogen. She's looking at your thyroid, your kidney function, your blood count. She's really looking for a total picture. No aspect of your body's functions is totally independent from the others. It's a big picture where everything works together. Once we get that blood work back and the doctor is aware of your symptoms, she does a very expansive process of figuring out your doses. I think we have a call.
Yeah, hello, caller.
Hello, yeah.
Yes.
Question.
Yes.
I've heard you speak about people work out in the heat.
Yes.
Using magnesium and different products. Could I get what that is and the dosages, please?
For magnesium?
I've read a magnesium for people who work out in the heat, and then vitamin C and calcium carbonate.
Well, calcium you have to look at, you have to look at your kidney functioning too. For out in the heat, you need to hydrate. You need electrolytes. Those are the most important. Sodium, potassium, glucose. Especially here with all the humidity, those are the basics first that you need to address. You can do supplements with magnesium, which we know are important for your heart muscle function. You can also do calcium supplementation but now the research has shown if you want calcium, the best thing is to get it through your diet. Yogurt, cheeses, sardines, those are the best ways. So that's what I would recommend. You know, you got to also listen to your body. You know, a lot of people will go out in the sun and then they haven't gone to the bathroom in hours and hours. Or when they go to the bathroom, they look and they see that their urine is so concentrated. Obviously, that means they're not getting enough fluids. When you also have to be careful if you feel that you get, when you're out in the sun and you're working hard and you suddenly stop sweating, that's a danger sign. You don't want that to happen. Do it in increments. You don't just stay inside all winter and then go out in the hot sun all at one time. I hope that answers your question, caller. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, the summer is coming up on us here.
And it's getting hot.
It is already hot.
Can you believe that? Unbelievable.
It is walking out of the office at nighttime, I'm already sweating within 3 minutes.
And the humidity level.
Yes.
Yesterday was so humid. It was like, I hope it rains. It rained in some areas.
Yes. But here is Shannon, this gorgeous 25-year-old woman, talking about how hot she is. I try to tell her what it means to have hot flashes on top of that hot weather, and it's torture.
Yeah. Well, how about night sweats?
Yes, and night sweats.
Oh my gosh. I mean, and that's another thing. So many women are complaining to us that when they get all these menopausal symptoms, the hot flashes and night sweats, they don't sleep good. And after we balance their hormones with BioT, it's like, oh my gosh.
Getting a good night's sleep for me was huge in my motivation of pursuing this process. And it has been amazing to actually go to bed at night, be able to fall asleep easily, wake up in the morning and feel like you are rested. It's been wonderful.
When Pat first got her pellets, I came into the office every day asking her, well, do you notice anything?
Has anything happened yet?
What's new? And the first thing she said was sleep.
Yes,
I'm sleeping well.
I can sleep.
And it's so different. It's just amazing to be able to sleep through the night, feel comfortable, don't wake up in the middle of the night in a pool of sweat. Oh my gosh. Even in spite of the heat and everything, I truly believe, and I've said this over and over again, that had I not had my pellets, with all that my life I've gone through this past couple of months, I think I would have been a basket case.
I completely agree with you.
I think that the balancing my hormones helped me to be more in sync and deal. And I also have to say, you know, thank you to my friends, my family, who have been very supportive of me and my patients of going through this. But I still feel the hormone pellets made a difference too. And I think we all need to at least look into it. You know, that website, isn't it a great website, the BioT?
It is excellent. They have geared the educational aspect of the website for all of us who just have questions as far as how this works. What does it mean? What is the potential for me? Who's a good candidate? Who isn't? They have done just an excellent job of putting the information in a very understandable format. And the testimonials that they have on their website are great, because it's just average people like all of us sharing what their experiences have been. And it really helps bring it home for all of us who are just looking for some relief from the symptoms and just want to feel better, live healthier for as long as we do live, since it seems now we have the promise of living longer than any generation previously.
Yes, we're living longer, but we also want to be able to enjoy life.
Yes, we were talking the other day at the office about the change in expectations for us as a generation, the boomers. We know we're probably going to live longer. We want to live healthier. We want to enjoy more of life. Our expectations are so much different than those of our parents. And we're not willing to simply lay down and wait for the end. We want to enjoy every moment that we have.
We want to enjoy every moment, but be healthy. We want to have the muscle strength. We don't want to have the osteoporosis and also the brain clarity. You know, be able, I always say, that's how I make my living. I need my brain, you know? So to be able to keep the brain function. And when we also have a patient come in for a consultation, we also look at their lifestyle. You know, hormone balancing is an incredible, wonderful tool that we have to help our patients. And remember, and I tell patients, we're not putting in medicine. We're putting the exact same natural chemical that your body produces, estrogen, testosterone, or if you need thyroid. But the importance of also looking at lifestyle. What is your diet? Do you exercise? Are you taking supplements that maybe you don't have enough of in your diet? You know, we check the vitamin D level. And BioT has a wonderful program where not only do we balance your hormones, but they have supplements that are pure, that and I'm taking them also, that will help to balance the hormones. You need vitamin D. You need to know that you have an adequate level. And, you know, and everybody says, well, can't you just get it from the sun? Some people don't make enough of it, even if they were out in the sun. We also look at your thyroid and the importance of balancing your thyroid function. The research has shown that we're not getting to goal with the age of the patient in their treatment. We're putting everybody into a big basket. And I know I'm different than you. You're different than me. Hello, we have another caller. Hello, caller.
I was going to talk about Mel. This is your mother.
Hi, Mom. Thank you.
I think I need to talk about you. You have been so stoic, and you have held up so good. Even though you got sick, but you were there for him every day. And I'm very, very proud of you, sweetheart.
Mommy, thank you so much. And
and everything you could say about Mel, it isn't enough.
I agree.
It isn't enough.
We all agree.
Yeah, we all agree.
Everybody knows that.
Yes. So, well, thank
you. Okay, sweetheart. Take care. I hope you get better.
I love you. Thank you.
Say bye.
It's really wonderful having such a supportive mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother lost my father about 3.5 years ago. So I miss my father terribly. But I know that my mother misses my father. They were together almost 50, I can't remember exactly, but anyways. But when you lose your spouse, you're losing that person that you share your most intimate thoughts, life, your companion, your cheerleader, I don't know, everything.
Yeah. You guys did everything together.
We went everything together. We learned together. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was always looking for what is it we can do to help our patients even more and more. And this is why I've been branching out and studying, not only being a lipidologist and a menopause specialist and balancing patients' hormones, but being there for my patients and helping them. We all in the office.
Yes, we did. And you have done an amazing job of holding it all together.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you've done it. We've just basically stood back and watched you and thought,
yes,
this woman is stronger than we thought.
She cares very much about her patients and their health and everything that she can do to help them. She walked into that room and she's tunnel vision on that patient's health.
Well, because I feel it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to help another human being in whatever way that I can. And I'm very lucky that I love what I do. And my patients are also wonderful. And my staff, you know, we want people to come in and feel comfortable. And when people come in to just give you a hug.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful.
That's why I think this has been just such an enjoyable experience for us, as well as a lot of hard work and a lot to learn. But the whole process of helping people balance their hormones and feel better about themselves and about their lives, is that it's such a positive approach to health, to stay healthy, to optimize your health picture, as opposed to treating people who are sick and don't feel good and doing the best that we can for them to address everything from acute illness problems to chronic disease issues. This has been just a wonderful, uplifting, positive change for all of us to be involved in this program.
It is. And to learn more, and we're constantly reading, also studying. Like next week, I'm going to be going to the Age Management Conference, which is incredible. It is literally 4 days of, well, Sunday it ends at 1:30, but 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night, where even for breakfast they have a speaker, for lunch they have a speaker. And let me tell you, I'm like a bug in a rug. I'm right there in the first row.
And
I'm going to miss my buddy, Dr. Katzen. Always sat in the first or second row, we're right there, no matter what. And I'd get there at the crack of dawn, because I didn't want to miss one little drop of information.
He's still going to be there with you, learning it all.
Yeah, and meeting and networking incredible people who have done so much. For example, one of the supplements that we have now at the office, which is really great, is a probiotic. And the developer is Dr. De Silva, which is a very well-known researcher in the field he's done of probiotics. And the importance of everyone should take probiotics every day for our intestinal microflora. So it just came out. I started been taking it. It's really, really good. You know, we forget that there's more organisms living on us than the cells that we have.
That was amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
When I heard him speak in Dallas at the educational session, he was just such an interesting man. But when he talked about the organisms in your body that help with everything from digestion, cell absorbing nutrients. And I mean, he addressed it from stem to stern, with even the fact that he said mouthwash is killing off all of the necessary bacteria and organisms in your mouth, which is where digestion starts. And mouthwash is alcohol. You're swishing it around, and you're killing off the friendly flora as well as the not so friendly. And he addressed the entire system, and it was amazing.
And he's going to be speaking at the conference too. And Dr. Gordon, who is a leading researcher, and he treats patients with hormone balancing when they've had, like, the NFL players, head injuries, trauma, or they've been in the war, like Afghanistan, and they've had head injury. He is a leader there. He's going to be speaking. Dr. Comente, another doctor, she's from New York. Dr. Donovitz, he's going to be speaking. He is the one who started BioT, and they have over 10,000 patients just in Dallas.
But I think the audience might be interested in knowing that these really pretty celebrated physicians that Dr. Triana has been mentioning are very anxious about being on her show. They want to come. They want to share their information. They want to be part of what she's doing here. And they're very excited about being on her radio show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Triana is being the first medical doctor in Charlotte County to grow up here and then practice here, and now she's the first one for BioT in Charlotte County as well.
Yeah, I grew up here my whole life, so.
And practiced here, and now first one in BioT.
Yeah, the first with BioT, and we're so excited to bring this to Charlotte County, to our patients. But we're getting patients from Lee County, too.
We are.
Absolutely.
And Venice, Sarasota, Cape Coral, they're finding out. You know, I didn't realize that the radio show can be heard in Venice and Englewood. Did you find the commercial?
No, it's actually in my computer.
Oh.
In the other production room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play it.
We'll have it ready.
He's emailed it to us, and it's mm-hmm. very good.
It's very good.
Thank you.
I have it on my iPhone, which I left in my car, because I don't like to have the phone ring while we're on the show.
Yeah, it was really fun making it.
It's really good. But so it gives us, you know, the male aspect. You mm-hmm. know, men also, you know, they talk about low T. But, you know, testosterone, again, it isn't just for your libido, but it does increase your libido. And it helps with function. But testosterone is important for men, for their bones. And there's a lot of controversy out there, which is being dispelled, because the testosterone that we use in BioT, remember, is bioidentical. So is the estrogen. Bioidentical. Same thing that your body's not producing enough of. And, you know, I tell patients, you're not going to be 21 and you're not going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right? We're balancing you to a more, like, you know, 40-something. And even some younger people have had their hormones balanced. So it's, I call it your hormone gas tank is depleted. Don't I usually say that?
Yes, you do. Patients who want to know how many days it's going to take before they feel like they used to, Dr. Tarani uses the analogy that your hormone gas tank has been empty for a long time.
She does.
And it takes a while for it to get filled up again. And that just makes good sense.
It is.
You could make like a gas station sign.
Yeah, we could. You can just stop by and we'll have a fill-up pump there for you.
She's gotten so perfect at inserting then that you can have a little gas station.
We could do a drive-through.
No, but it's so wonderful. And we have information. There's videos. You know, you can't explain it all even in an hour. How important the hormones are, your thyroid, how important it is that you take iodine supplements too. We really don't get enough iodine. And when someone needs to know about their thyroid, the iodine is very important. It's also necessary for your immune function. And people who are iron deficient, they have a higher risk of breast, prostate, endometrial, and ovarian cancer. So being on board with the right supplements, the right diet, the right lifestyle, like I tell patients, this is a way to complement, to help you to feel better, to help your body do better. But it is not a magic wand where we give somebody and say, go ahead, you know, smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day, or drink a couple of bottles of alcohol or whatever. You know, this is healthy aging. It's in addition to a healthy lifestyle. It's in addition to stopping smoking. It's in addition to leading and knowing and taking an interest so that you can have more good years. That's what we've said before. You want to enjoy the years. Quality of life is important for all of us.
It is. And one of our patients who was just in and scheduled her second pellet, she actually was shocked at the amount of weight that she's lost just because she's had more energy to go to tap dance or go to the YMCA. And she was just so happy yesterday when we were reviewing her results. They come in and they're excited to see the results because they know that they see a difference in themselves.
And the skin, the glowing
in
the skin.
And it helps to It helps with your motivation. When you feel like you feel good, you want to be healthier, you want to enjoy your life, it makes a huge difference. So that I think it's easier to do your part, your personal responsibility to improve your lifestyle, get exercise, watch your diet, lose some weight. That, for some reason, becomes more in reach once you feel better about so many other aspects.
And everyone's looking for energy. And unfortunately, like myself, many people turn to sugar and caffeine in large quantities in order just to make it through the day.
Carbs. And what do they do?
They turn into fat eventually.
They turn into fat and they affect your brain because that insulin shoots up into response. And we are eating too many carbs in our diet. And we get the hungry after a short period.
So fatigued after eating a high-carb meal.
So fatigued. Oh, I know. And then you get hungry. And then what happens after that? You get hungry and then you get tired.
And then you're eating cookies.
Some more. And you got to eat more cookies, or what, right? Yeah. So what is that? I mean, so this is a way. Remember, hormones, you have receptors everywhere in your body. Your hormones affect your metabolism. Just think about it. When you became a teenager, what do you think did that? Your hormones. It changed your whole body. So think about, again, by balancing your hormones, you and watching what you're eating and exercising. And we're not talking about becoming a marathon runner, right?
No, that's out of the question.
We're talking about, you know, having more energy. And what about the wonderful feeling when you have a couple or that say, you know what? We're interested in an intimate life. When before they were like, well, you know, who cares?
Pat and her husband were the first husband and wife to have the pellets. And it's so interesting talking to Pat every day.
Yes, I get quizzed daily on what's new, what's happening. Tell us about it.
But we've had other patients, too, and told us, and we get positive feedback from the spouse.
Yes.
That, yes, you know what? It's such a joy that my wife is interested and she's comfortable in having relations. So I think we need to look at the big picture. We need to look at the big picture that what we can do for our patients. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Dr. Melvin Katzen for being in my life, for being in our life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I want to thank my beautiful radio audience for listening even to the reruns when I wasn't here. I love doing the show. I love taking care of my patients. Give us a call, 625-1990, and we can help you.
Yep.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the